There's a lot of earphones and headphones out there in the market. When we think of the more premium ones that have features such as noise cancellation, some headphones that come to mind are the Bose 700, the Bose QC35, the very expensive AirPods Max, and we even have earbuds such as the AirPods Pro, the new AirPods 3. But although a lot of these are great at listening to music casually, or whether you prefer high fidelity sound, the area where all of these headphones and earbuds suffer is in call quality. Yes, the other person can generally hear what you're saying, but if you really care about what the other person hears, then people should definitely prioritize call quality rather than just the sound that they hear. And the main reason all of these products suffer in this area is because technology still hasn't gotten to the point where it can replace something such as a boom mic. What do I mean by a boom mic? It's basically a microphone that extends all the way close to your mouth. Even products such as the AirPods Pro that I have, which generally is well reviewed and many people say has decent call quality, for someone like me who has a soft voice in general, even when speaking normally, something like the AirPods Pro just isn't good enough because people listening to me on the other end will sometimes say that I either sound too soft or I just sound too far away because the AirPods Pro has difficulty in picking up my voice. In general, wired headsets that have been much cheaper with a boom mic have been my go-to in making voice calls. If you ever tried a wired headset with a boom mic and you compare your voice to general headphones or earbuds that you can buy in the store today, you'll definitely hear a big difference if you really care about the sound and voice quality that comes from your voice. That's why I'm excited about a recent product that came out. It's actually a pair of headphones that prioritizes voice quality while also being balanced in listening to music or doing other things. These headphones are the Jabra Evolve 275. They are a pair of wireless headphones which have a fairly small footprint, even smaller than headphones like the Bose 700 or even the Sony WH-1000XM4s. It has a boom microphone that becomes hidden in the ear cup on the right side of the headphones that you can basically pull down, and what you'll see is basically a microphone that extends out of the headphones. This is what Jabra calls their performance mode, which supposedly will make your voice sound very clear, and it will still work even when the microphone is not pushed down, but it's just that when the microphone is down, you'll get the best voice quality. So I've actually ordered these pair of headphones, which I'll receive in a couple days. I will try them out, and I hope that these headphones will provide a good balance of sound quality, active noise cancellation, and more importantly, voice quality. And based on some early reviews that I've seen, they seem to so far have a good balance of all these qualities. So, if you work in an office environment or you just talk on the phone a lot and you just want the other person to hear you clearly, then these headphones may be the way to go. They seem to have pretty good battery life and comparable to the competition, has up to 36 hours listening to music. And if you have active noise cancellation on, you can get up to 24 hours. Another way that these headphones are prioritized for voice calling is because these are optimized for UC. UC stands for Unified Communications, which basically means it's been certified to work with common applications such as Zoom, Microsoft Teams. So if you're a worker or even a student who uses those kind of apps, which is quite common for people either studying or working at home, then this becomes very important because the main difference between this and a lot of the general headphones, such as the Bose or the Sonys, is that these are UC optimized. Usually the Bose and the Sonys and the AirPods Max, they solely work off of Bluetooth. And the problem with Bluetooth, especially if you're in a important meeting or something like that, is that these headphones have to use the Bluetooth and optimize for battery life at the same time. The result of this is it can just be kind of finicky in terms of connection. I have coworkers who use these kinds of Bluetooth headphones all the time, and they seem to always run into these problems where they either have problems joining like a video call because their headphones are acting up and can't make a connection, or sometimes when they're in the middle of a call and it's their turn to speak, their microphone for some whatever reason is just like muted or not working. And this is mostly because of Bluetooth issues, because Bluetooth and these devices have to kind of do like these power saving techniques, and sometimes it just has trouble waking up at the right time. So the thing with these UC headphones is it comes with either a USB-A or USB-C dongle that I wouldn't say like a dongle, it's more like a little adapter that you plug into your computer. And the main purpose is it helps keep a stable connection between the headphones and your computer. So I hope that gives some insight as to some of the shortcomings for those common popular headphones like the Bose and the Sonys out there, because they're just mostly for listening to music. But I think my bet with these Jabra Evolve 275 headphones is if the sound is good enough, if you care about sound quality, most likely these common noise canceling headphones are generally not the best because they are going to be limited by the Bluetooth. And the reason these Jabra headphones caught my attention recently is because most of the time, the headphones and headsets that are mostly for the office and prioritize the voice, they generally just look like kind of like these techie or office type of headsets. However, these Jabra Evolve 275 ones are very portable. They look like general headphones, just like Sony and Bose headphones. They don't really look like an office headset at all. And I think these seem to be one of the very few headphones that strike a good balance in terms of the design, the features it offers, the sound, noise cancellation, while also supposedly having good call quality. So, again, I'll be getting these pair of headphones in a couple days and I'm going to try them out and I'll let you guys know how it sounds. In the next episode, I hope to kind of give some audio samples to kind of show you like how the audio quality differs in terms of call quality. So stay tuned for that.